Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I thought that the United States had just pulled off a coup, but then FIFA rules and stuff, and I don't know. I don't want to dig into it. We'll figure it out later. But it looks like they have filled out the pot, or the group, rather. Only thing is that there's going to be a playoff winner. I don't need to explain that. That will ultimately fill it out once we get there. But
just know this. They got about as good a draw as you could possibly hope for.
It's pretty good.
From the United States.
First game will be against Paraguay June 12th in Los Angeles. And I'm still looking to find out details as to when game two will be for Australia. And just to see if we'll get any U.S. men's national team games guaranteed in Houston at all. That's something that I'm hoping to find out. When we do, I will. But right now, what we're focused on, John Lopez, is getting these Texans a victory. Texans win because Texans lose because they're headed to Arrowhead on Sunday to try and exercise some demons. Five straight losses versus Kansas City and an opportunity to change that comes on Sunday. So what are the things that will determine whether the Texans get a victory come Sunday?
Texans win because lose because it's one and the same. I feel like I'm kind of becoming the geeky Mr. Special Teams guy. I've talked special teams the last 2 weeks because they struggled in the previous 2 weeks.
What's the point of emphasis? Frank Ross has talked about it.
And this week, the Chiefs, one of their big discussions up there, they have been traditionally one of the absolute best special teams in the NFL, and they've struggled this year. So I think first special teams to blink, whether that's a missed field goal, missed extra point, or a return, I'm feeling like that is going to, because we're really, I think, I say we, I mean, I don't even know who we are, but I think a lot of people,
A little crisis of identity, huh?
Are really downplaying the Chiefs defense, and I can't do that. I just can't go there. I think they're pretty darn good. I think it's going to be, obviously Patrick Mahomes there. Defense is pretty good. Texans, we know how great their defense is. They have a very conservative offense. So it's going to be a pretty even game otherwise. I think the first special teams to blink.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. And look, Matt Araiza, when he was coming out of college, out of San Diego State, they called him the punt god. Like, huge, huge punting. Like, that could flip field position, which obviously ends up being of great importance. It becomes a lot less important if you do this thing, which is sustain drives. A thing that the Texans have been pretty good at of late. If they could continue to do that, continue to get themselves in a, third and manageable, sustained drives, and hopefully punch in touchdowns, but at the very least, sustained drives keep the ball out of Kansas City's hands to some degree also. I think that that's going to be a big way, and I think our guy Cedric said it on the YouTube, or rather on the text line. I was going to get there eventually. But yeah, I think that that's going to be a big thing. That is the recipe that you've established. If you can stick to the recipe and not change the ingredients and, change the cook time in this tortured metaphor, like, you got to do the thing that that you've come to know is the way that you want to do this, which is sustain those drives.
Yes. So I really feel we're going to be sitting here on Monday going, oh boy, or yay, based on something that happened in the special teams.
Can I go back? Because you're talking about special teams. Damian Pierce factor in here at all?
Oh boy. I just said oh boy. yes. Absolutely yes. That's where he's had his most success in recent years. If he plays, if he's active and plays, I could see absolutely he's in the special teams return game.
I do love that Cam on the YouTube was like, will Damian Pierce score a touchdown against us? And I was like, if he does, it's going to be a debacle.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time Damian Pierce scored a touchdown, period?
It was a return, wasn't it?
So,
yeah. I guess so. I don't know.
I'm going to say that the easy money is no there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be interested to see, well, and I don't think we'll be able to parse this, what kind of impact Damian Pierce makes, not necessarily on the field, but in how this goes. But that's one of those things that you're not going to be able to tell is how much did Damian Pierce impact their game plan here and their ability to see what the Texans were doing.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
Yeah, but Array is a good punter. Harrison Bucker, good kicker. But Tommy Townsend. Former Kansas City Chief, he should be
revenge game.
He should be comfortable, punting in this. And it feels like he's punted even better of late.
Yeah,
sometimes I have questions about him like out kicking his coverage and allowing returns. It doesn't feel like that's been the case, and he has absolutely pinned some teams back. So that'll be important in this game as well.
So what stands out for you?
I think the very evident thing in that you got to score in the red zone. If you are sustaining those drives and you get down there. Punching it in is going to be important. CJ talked about it as a point of emphasis. We've all talked about it because the game is about putting up points. This is CJ's second game back from concussion. Like, let's see him throw a touchdown, or let's just see this thing work better. As they've notably made progress offensively, getting into the end zone is going to be important. And I think game script is one of those things that I've talked about a lot. They haven't really fully figured that portion out.
Yeah.
They have sustained drives and, you know, had enough defense to make it work, but it's still kind of come down to these last drive circumstances where you've had to have a stop. I would like it to be more of, yeah, this offense doesn't do a ton, but they at least got themselves up a touchdown plus and then made the other team feel and sweat a little bit and feel even more of the pressure under the weight of the defense. And that starts with when you get down there, punch it in.
No, that's the story of the game. We've talked about it. We heard Nick Caley talking about it. We heard D'Amico Ryans talking about it all week. You know, the red zone right now. Frankly, I feel like you're kind of playing with fire against this team. If you kick too many field goals and settle or don't get down there, you know, enough and have to kick longer field goals, because not only is that something that Patrick Mahomes is really good at, off script plays, rolling to his right or left. And, you know, waiting for someone to come open, and then all of a sudden, boom, Chiefs touchdown. We get it. They're not quite the same team, but he's still that. You know, Patrick Mahomes is still that and can find a way to score on those broken plays in the red zone. And on the and then the other thing, of course, is, you know, all due respect to B. Scott, you know, the weather could potentially be, a factor for Kyahmi Fairbairn, you know?
It's possible. We'll see how that comes into play. Some great ones coming in here in various different places. 713, Woody Marks can beat the Chiefs linebackers in the pass game, I imagine, is a win because Woody Marks' ankle ends up being a factor. I know that he's going to play in a way that is tough. He's going to try and get out here and give it a go. He's practiced, and I don't think that, but it, what happens if he's diminished and he's not able to be the same version of himself? I think that could be a problematic portion of this. Although, I think in this game, because again, I went back to looking at teams that have run duo concepts versus the Chiefs, and I didn't get the full sample. I'm not going to pretend like I poured through all of the film.
Yeah.
But in what I did versus with the Broncos, who probably were the team that used it the most, they sustained good blocks, even if they didn't move the defensive line too much, to be able to consistently get like maybe 3 yard rushes, which again isn't going to set the world on fire. But with the way that this offense has worked, it's kind of enough. So I think that that's something that Nick Chubb could do if you really needed to, but I'll be interested to see what Woody Marks looks like with his ankle, because that's going to be important. I think.
Absolutely. Just the burst, just to be able to cut, the confidence, all that. Another one for me that is relatively obvious, but we'll find out for sure today with the final injury report that we get and designations, you know, if a player is out or in. I'm not talking about the Texans. Talk about that Chiefs offensive line.
100%.
Talk about that Chiefs offensive line. They miss, if they're missing three dudes and they, or even just the two tackles, and they're going to be missing one for sure. I mean, I hate to say that might be a wrap, but it certainly goes a long way, because Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson against three backups, or two for sure on the edges, they're going to eat.
Yeah, it's going to be real problematic, and then that's less opportunity, or at least it makes it quicker that Patrick Mahomes has to work. Does not give him as much time to maybe utilize one of the things that could be a lose because that comes up on the YouTube page. Texas lose because Rashee Rice is too fast for the secondary. You don't have to stop at him. Xavier Worthy is another guy who has a lot of speed that they are good at getting into space.
Mm-hmm.
And you pair that with a kind of baseline concern that I brought up, which is Kamari Lassiter, if he is dealing with that foot injury and manages to play, does that end up being something that is exasperated and allows mm-hmm. some deep shots to happen? I don't know if that's the case, but yeah, you're going to, I think that all those things will tie together in a weird chain. And hopefully the biggest thing and the most important thing is, you know, the Chiefs not having their full complement of offensive line, yeah. Patrick Mahomes being under a different level of pressure. But I think the biggest lose because, and it's kind of crazy to say this, but it's the thing that we always come back to,
mm-hmm.
that relationship between Travis Kelce, if that flourishes, yeah. right? If they're yeah. able to have, because he's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is a hive mind mentality in some ways, and he's great at not only finding the space in the zone, but once he gets the ball, he gets north and south really well. He kind of implements almost a dream shake sometimes when mm-hmm. he sits into the zone to where it's not like he sits and waits for the ball.
Yeah.
He gets there, the ball's there, and he's going. Like it's very well oiled the way that they're able to do it. And if he finds some space in there, that can be one of those things that terrorizes you, as it has been in the past. Maybe the win because is Petrie's there to hopefully lay the lumber in some ways and help neutralize some of it.
I think that's big. And then one more for me anyway. Is these wide receivers. We've been talking about them all year. Who's going to step up? Who's going to be the other guy? We're starting to see Jaden Higgins a lot more. I don't think we can count on Jalen Noel. I think that book has been written for this season.
Unfortunately.
But then you have how healthy is Dalton Schultz? Can Cade Stover catch a ball? All due respect, no, he had,
no, you're right.
He had some bad ones.
You're
man.
Right.
He, you know, can Cade Stover catch? You know, is Jaden Higgins going to be looked at more? How are they going to handle Nico Collins? You know, is he going to be? He clearly is their focus, right?
I think him and Higgins are focuses. I think Mina Kimes made a fantastic point talking about this game. Look at who the cornerbacks are for the Chiefs, and I'm not talking about talent wise because mm-hmm. you're looking at like Jalen Watson, you're looking at Trent McDuffie. They're good. They're relatively small.
Mm-hmm.
Compare them to the size that you have from the Texans pass catchers. They might be able to just body them and bully them
six,
that way.
6'3", 6'4", if you're counting
for the Texans side.
Schultz, yeah.
Yeah, I think that could be a huge reason why they're able to win and get the ball to the places that they need to, is that those guys physically, if they can use their bodies, which we know Nico Collins can, I think Higgins has shown some and demonstrated a little bit of possibility of. You know, that's one of my gripes with Dalton Schultz is that mm-hmm. sometimes it doesn't feel like he boxes out nearly well enough. But if they can do that on the larger scale, they might be able to even take some potentially contested opportunities and be able to bring them down. And we've seen the way that Nico Collins is with yards after catch.
Yeah.
I think Higgins has more opportunity to grow there, but just an opportunity to catch some of those balls against contested. And then on top of that, if you're able to get space with those guys, you can do some real things and continue to extend drives. And maybe that's part of the answer in the red zone is being able mm-hmm. to just go, I'm bigger than you. Boom, I'm going up and getting this, and here's a touchdown. Like, I think that could be a huge factor for the Texans in this game.
Now, let me ask you something. This is not necessarily my thought. It's a question if you think it's a win because or a lose because. This was actually going to be a confession of mine before I went off on FIFA. Who's going to have the best game manager on their sideline?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Because Andy Reid for decades has been considered, you know, his one drawback, is he the best?
He might be.
Yeah.
Because I just, not only do I have questions about the game management operation all the way around for the Texans, it's been happening of late.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening very recently and in different ways. So now one thing I will say, because Frank Ross made this point and I was like, okay, maybe I need to give them a little bit more credit for the depth of the thought. He was talking about, you know, one of the things about in Tennessee, them choosing to take the ball, which I imagine he.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Was mm-hmm. direction of I think, wind.
In the second half. Yeah.
And I was like, do they select which side to play on in the second half? Mm-hmm. And I think that is how it plays out or what have you. And I was like, okay, well, maybe sometimes the idea of why did they take the football to start the game might actually be a little bit more of a consideration for some of those other things.
I was like, is that big enough reason? Unless it's a gale.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't that significant, was it, in Tennessee?
I don't recall it. I feel like it would have been something that we
defense.
Talked about.
Play defense.
But, yeah, that may you could take that in that way, and that's fair, is mm-hmm. that, you know, all of these considerations, it feels like sometimes a lot of times we're not all that pleased with the decision-making on the other side of it. I think that feels like at best for the Texans,
a
draw, but yeah. I think it's probably in the side of the Chiefs.
Isn't that something? Andy Reid, game manager.
I mean, if you're willing to listen to D'Amico Ryans, if we're doing the matchup coaching wise, mm-hmm. that's an L on both sides. Now, of course, that's not actually the way it goes, because I think D'Amico is being mm-hmm. some level of humble when he's like, matching wits with Andy Reid, I don't try and do that.
Yeah.
No, the way that this thing works on the defensive side, you got to give yourself, not just that, you got to give yourself some credit, man. Yeah, they match up, they match fairly well.
Yeah.
But you go Spagnuolo versus Nick Caley, just if we're talking about matching wits.
Mm-hmm.
I think I typically go Spagnuolo. That's one of those things where that could be a lose, because if that demonstrates itself outside this, mm-hmm. just the talent that you have and the way that it's constructed, if it just comes down to who's drawing the right play in those moments, that could be a little dicey.
So we'll see, because I think all those things, these are really, you talk about thin margins just in this game with as big of a game as it is for both teams, but especially Kansas City. Very, very thin margins in this game. I think this defense is going to carry the load. I'll go ahead and make the pick, as we occasionally do here. I think the Texans win this game. I'm not going to say comfortably, because I think that's a fool's errand with this Texans team. They don't win any game comfortably, but I do think this defense gets it done.
I'm hearing you, and another thing I want to throw out there is when I mentioned Spagnuolo, I should also make the note that he typically blitzes a lot, and he does.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been all that effective blitzing this year, and that might actually lead to C.J. Stroud being even better, because they've handled blitzes pretty well.
Yeah.
That might help them somewhat. I am willing to be optimistic in this. I don't think that they need to win this game, funny enough, mm-hmm. in order to get to where they want to go. I think they should, though.
I think they should.
I think it's something like, and maybe this is just the general bias of I haven't seen a lot of points on the board all the time. I think 21-17 could do this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just get to 20. I always say 24, but I'm with you now. Just get to 20, and we'll see what happens.
Biggie, how you feeling, man?
I think they're going to probably pull it off, man, because I think Kansas City is kind of struggling a little bit. And with this defense, I don't think they're going to turn it up on this defense. And I think they're probably going to win it. I would say 20 to 13.
24-21.
All right, let's exercise these demons, baby.
Yes, sir.
Let's exercise these demons. Texans, get it done, at least in the estimation and in the loop. No guarantees, though. There was no guarantees, because that's been bad.
Y'all, sir, there was going to win.
That's been bad juju around
here. Y'all need to get off the radio. Y'all always wrong.
Well, I can't deny that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Chiefs have the better coaching staff by far. I mean, I tend to agree, but it feels like it's mitigated in some ways mm-hmm. with the ways that things have been going here, not being great, in just kind of with Patrick Mahomes under. Well, actually, Mahomes has been great under pressure.
Yeah, he has.
But like those defensive and third down, getting off the field, those things of that nature, that's going to be big if the Texans can manage to get be good on third down. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's about that time where we hand things over to our guy, Figgy Fig, for the mixtape.
Yeah, so I got to talk about a Houston barbecue spot that was in a bit of a controversy over a stuffed animal. A stuffed animal, plus it was a championship game going on in Vegas, and I feel like we need to talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
Championship conversation. And stuffed animals coming to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes, it is the Mixtape and the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So a very famous barbecue spot here. And I think, Lopez, you know this guy personally. Ronnie Killer.
Oh, great dude. Great friend.
Yeah. Do we listen to this show pretty often?
I think he does. Well, I know he does. I don't know how often.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So he
probably have to lie.
No, he's a good dude. I talk to him a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Big fan of his restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And
you're not going to disparage his good name, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to share a situation. Okay. And if you talk to him, he'll probably explain the situation maybe in a little more detail. Because this is the Killings in the Heights. The one right there.
Oh, yeah, it's by my house. Yeah.
It's kind of like the home style restaurant. It's different from the barbecue one in Pearland.
Yeah.
They found themselves in the middle of a situation involving a murder mystery when it comes to a stuffed animal. And this is courtesy of crime.com. They had this story. And just for the fun of it, I'm going to play my little investigation music. Mm-hmm. I haven't played this in a minute right here. Here we go. So here's crime.com with this story about a missing stuffed animal and a possible murder.
How does a stuffed monkey cost a Houston restaurant thousands of dollars in damages and lead to murder accusations?
We don't know what happened to the stuffed animal, but like I've told her when I spoke with her personally at the front of the restaurant, if there was any trace of it or if we found it, we would return it to her.
So this story actually kind of comes in like two parts. There's block one, which happens over like 6 months starting in May, where a person posts a missing sign of her stuffed toy monkey named Leroy.
She lost it in the parking lot, and she admits to this when she was arrested in our parking lot after hours. Oh. And when she came back to claim it, it was no longer there.
And then it escalates where she says that Killens, the restaurant in the Heights, murdered the monkey. And then from there, vandalized the restaurant twice.
She's come back to the restaurant since then after hours and painted the front door and the entire front of the restaurant in large black letters that Leroy died here.
Ronnie Killen says that it caused like $5,000 in damages.
Her son, I'm assuming, is Leroy. And while we feel for her, you know, there's literally nothing that we can do because we don't know what happened with so.
Man.
Okay, that took a turn. that took a turn when she said, she was arrested.
Yeah, so now that's taking the whole, maybe it's a kid that lost the toy.
That was my next question. How old is this person?
She was a grown-ass lady.
All right, well, then that's her fault.
What'd she get arrested for?
What'd she get arrested for?
They didn't say.
Okay.
That's something you could probably ask Ronnie.
I'm not, and by the way, stuffed animals cannot be murdered.
Who said? Says who?
I just said that right now.
You don't make the rules around here, buddy.
I don't think it's necessarily a rule that anybody has put in writing.
Stuffed animal hater.
Is a stuffed animal a male or a female?
What, you tell me.
Well, I feel like you the expert there, buddy.
I feel like Leroy would have to lean male.
Yeah.
But what do I know, man?
Yeah, it would have to lean male.
Says who?
All right, so I get...
Not me. I don't know.
I get that stuffed animals can be a very personal and... You know, a sentimental thing, but that's something you put on a shelf and you love because you had it as a kid and it's very sentimental. You don't take it to Killens.
Well,
you don't take, if you're a grown ass woman and you're taking a stuffed monkey to Killens and then that monkey gets murdered and you get arrested in the parking lot, that's all on you.
Yeah, I was like,
that's
we say,
all on you.
We say to Killens as if, was she not outside Killens after hours? I don't think she was at Killens. I think she was just in a parking lot that area. Happened to be in front of Killens. In fact, what's that, Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I feel like there was some Washington involved, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's how this went.
Yeah, to me, you know, I don't know what happened, obviously, but to me in my brain, I was thinking maybe she was just out there kicking it. Maybe got a little too squashed it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Obviously kicking it with Leroy, the stuffed monkey.
Which to me is the biggest problem, but go ahead.
Drop
that?
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem, that she has the stuffed animal?
Yes. Finish your point, then I'll
yeah, I feel like she probably got into a situation, dropped it, didn't know she dropped it,
mm-hmm.
and got arrested, tried to go back out there. Leroy took off.
A lot of adults listening to us have very sentimental stuffed animals that they had as a kid. Hell, my son has had his, he took it to college with him and everything else. You know where it was? It's Leo, his teddy bear when he was a kid.
That's suspicious.
Leo.
Do we take it to Washington Ave?
You know though? Where he keeps Leo? On a shelf in his house and it never moves. You're taking.
That sounds like a bad friend to me.
Yeah.
Leroy out here kicking it in these streets.
That's a good point.
And Leo's on a shelf?
Yeah. Leo don't get to see nothing nice.
I think she's a little, you know, but that's
you
just
don't
me.
Say.
Yeah.
That's you know, I immediately thought, I was like, oh, this feels like there's some mental health issues happening within this. And
I didn't say mental health. I just whistled.
Oh, well, I will say.
That was Reggie right there.
I think there might be some mental health issues happening.
Mm-hmm. She going to come up here and spray paint Reggie's car.
Yeah.
She don't know which car. I walk to work. The question I had in just trying to be like a problem solver, do you think it'd work if you just get another monkey?
Yeah, no.
Nah.
They know.
Yeah, good
they
luck know. Trying yeah. to sell that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was like. I feel like we could either de-escalate this mm-hmm. or escalate this by a magnitude about 5.
No,
right? She's like, this ain't no Leroy. I see what you're trying to do.
My thing is, why are you blaming Killens for this?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, why are you blaming them, man? They don't know nothing about that. So, yeah, salute the Killens, man. I hate that they had to go through all that damage.
713 says if Leroy is black or brown, it's a hate crime.
It's quite possible. Yeah. Somebody said, why did she name the monkey Leroy? Race card. Okay, very
yeah.
good. And 832 with a very good question that I thought of, but I was like, is it fair to say? But you brought it up. Sounds like Leroy might have possibly been holding on to some medication.
Oh, stuffed in Leroy?
Okay.
You did say it was a stuffed animal, right?
Yeah.
Stuffed with okay. what?
That might be why Leroy's not here no
yeah,
more.
That's a very
someone might have found out that Leroy was holding
something.
Yeah. Might have a key or something in there. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So it was a championship game going on in Vegas, and this was a huge deal. And as a sports station, I feel bad that we didn't even bring this up.
Is this the same competition that y'all had us playing?
The housekeeping?
Oh, no, not this one.
The housekeeping, remember they had the housekeeping Olympics in Las
Vegas? Oh, I forgot about that. The one I was talking about is the, I don't even know how to.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
that
the sperm one. Race. No, it's not that
one. Okay, very good.
Nah, it's not that one. But here is.
Why do you have that as a drive?
He still saved it.
I still got it.
Just in case. And you know what? It came in handy.
Yeah, it did. But so we didn't talk about this championship game, but I'm going to play some of, I guess, what happened in Vegas.
Okay.
The peak of sports has returned.
XL World Championship!
And don't get it twisted, XL athletes are real athletes.
I'm a high-performance athlete. Athletes sweat.
The championships had it all, from zeros to heroes to dancing pandas. So how do you turn a spreadsheet software from the 80s into a global competition? Well, in a round, competitors solve different scenarios known as cases using raw data.
We are pushing Excel to the limit here.
Cases range from things like finding the projected earnings for a company to navigating a maze. And it all came down to this moment.
Damn it, it's finished.
Your new Microsoft Excel World Champion.
Microsoft World Excel champions.
How'd you do in the qualifiers?
I did not. I'm not. I've never.
Like, damn it! I forgot to apply for it.
Why'd you have to bring that up? Now he's bitter. He got knocked out in the.
How did I not know about
this? He lost in the knockout stage.
See, I'm the worst type of nerd. I'm the type of nerd that can't do none of the calculating. I let all these other people calculate. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I like that. No, you know what's hilarious about it? They tried to put that EDM or dance music behind it to try and make it sound exciting.
Try to hype it up a little.
Still didn't. They're like, XL, zeros, sums.
So salute to this guy by the name of Dim Early. They call him Dim Early, who is not, he won it all. He's the champion. Yep. And so here's a little bit of his post-game interview on the sideline talking about this win.
Congratulations on an epic win. How are you feeling in this moment?
I'm feeling great.
That's amazing. I know there's been a lot of practice throughout this year. What do you think is the one thing that really paid off for you tonight?
One is I'm like deep down the rabbit hole of like lambdas and single cell formulas. Yes. And I think that really came through today. And the second is my good friend Eric Ohm, who's around here somewhere, has an awesome tool called OA Robot that I have been using. That like just speeds everything up and makes everything run smoothly, and that has paid massive dividends. So, two things.
Congrats again, Dim. I hope you have a great night of celebrating.
She sounds so excited by this. She is so interested in everything that he said there.
So, for those who are not following this, this is pretty much a Microsoft Excel, I guess, championship tournament.
But you know what the best part of it is? They did in Las Vegas.
They
right?
Like, always,
look,
always in
as
Las
much
Vegas.
As we might be able to laugh at them, I guarantee you they had a hell of a party leading up, hell of a party on the backside of it, right? Like, you could, I don't know what it would have to be for me to not have fun with this, with an event in Vegas.
Absolutely.
So even if it's the XL championship.
And by the way, XL is something I really suck at. Like, I'm not good at XL. I've you know, piddled around with it. It's still,
you ain't sniffing the competition over here.
God,
then.
God, no.
They're talking about stuff. I tried to watch the live stream because you can search the live stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
They posted all 4 hours of this.
Oh, my gosh. 4 hours of Excel.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I tried to follow it. I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I could. And honestly, I was going to get some play-by-play for y'all. I'm like, nah, people are really going to switch the music if I play this. But
not Reggie.
Yeah. So
I don't know what you want me to say.
Y'all want to hear the theme song for this? They had like
a
theme song.
They have a theme song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the XL World Championship. Who is going to win? It's the XL.
Sounds like an anime.
World Championship. Who's going in the spreadsheet bin?
It sounds like the Spidey theme.
Yeah.
You remember the Spidey, not Spider-Man, the Spidey, you know, Spidey and his friends. You know?
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Probably fit the demographic of the people doing this. Yeah. I'm sure somebody in there likes some anime.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Salute to, what's his name? Dem Early.
Dem Early.
Call him Dem Early. Salute to him.
That's not his real name.
It is to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, he called himself Dem. I think he's Dem Early on Twitter, too, if you want to go search. I know Reggie probably know who he is.
He follows him.
Yeah.
Not at
like,
all.
Oh, I'm already following this guy.
DMs are open.
I didn't even.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all are wild with it.
It's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 16. I'll get y'all out of here on this. If it was a band or a group that, some legendary band or group that you want to be in,
mm-hmm.
what is it?
Like, Rolling Stones.
So you would like to, whatever, you'd like to be in a Rolling Stones.
Yep, I'll do that. Peacocking right next to Mick Jagger. Yeah.
Mm. I was going to say the Isley Brothers, but I don't know if I want to participate in all the activities they be participating in.
You got to be smooth, too.
But
You're a little too hyped up.
I just know they did work. Well, you talk about hyped up. Don't let the bell bottoms and stuff fool you, man. Them boys was getting active.
This
and
I do true. Mean,
they look like they cut you.
Yeah.
I'm certain that they did cut at least one person at some point or another.
Yeah. I wanted to be in the rap group Dipset just because, like, not even. I know I used to rap and all that stuff. Not even just rap and just be a part of it.
Yeah.
That way I could have the Dipset chain and rock all the gear and all that stuff. Yeah. I wanted to, you know, I probably would have did almost anything to get inside to be a part of the group Dipset.
Yeah.
Now, would any of y'all, you want to be in the Rolling Stones, would you be down with getting stabbed in the leg?
To be in the group?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get stabbed in the leg.
Yeah, stab me in the leg. I'll go on tour.
What?
I'll go on tour. It's just a stab in the leg. Just don't hit the artery.
Just a what?
So apparently, a diehard fan actually got stabbed in the leg to be in one group. Mm-hmm. So it's a group. It was a record label called Rockefeller Records that Jay-Z, Dame Dash, and all of them started. And here's Memphis Bleek, who is a rapper. With Benny Siegel, who was another rapper, they were doing a podcast, and Memphis Bleek was talking about a story about Benny Siegel pretty much saying, talking to this diehard fan.
Yeah.
Remind you of something you probably forgot. You know we got a Rockefeller down with us running around that you initiated back in the days. You remember? In the limo? You told him, he was like, yo, I'd do anything to be down. I'm not going to say what city, because might come looking for us. But he was like, yo, I'd do anything to be down with Rockefeller. And he was like, word, anything? He was like, let me stab you in your leg there. You don't remember us in the limo? And then it was like, yeah. And Vince was like.
Apparently, Benny Siegel said, hey, let me stab you in the leg then since you want to be a part of Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Stabbed him in the leg.
And he did.
Yep.
Would you get stabbed in the leg?
No. Y'all ain't cool enough for none of that, man.
Figgy?
Nah, I couldn't do
it. I could guarantee they don't hit an artery. They just stab you in the meaty part of your leg.
No.
You know what? I probably would. Because some people go through worse to try to get in to be a frat boy or a fraternity.
Yeah. Now ask me why I didn't get into a fraternity. I'm not doing that.
You don't want to get hazed?
Yeah. No.
A little hazing going on?
Yeah.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
It is
because
funny.
Because it is, yes.
But good God.
I'd do anything to get Rockefeller. What's up? Let me stab you in the leg then.
It's funny that he immediately went there. You know what? I'll stab you.
Well, because he was like, this is something nobody would say yes to. And the person was like, yeah. That's how you know you a sucker moment.
I think the crazy thing is he don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Like, how you not going to remember that?
When they did that.
Probably because of whatever the Leroy the Monkey was holding on to. He was having too much of that. But yeah, there you go. Figgy's mixtape, a very odd edition of it, but you know what? Just as fun as always. It was odd to me.
I thought you was going to like that one, especially with the XL championship game you missed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all wild. Y'all wild. All right.
We right.
So 1:20 p.m. every weekday for Figgy's mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig if you see something that is mixtape worthy. All right. Coming up next. Let's get ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive who are out at Raven Tower, the Raven Tower near Northside. Before we get there, Should we take a look, a gander, if you will, at what the officiating profile will be?
Oh, yes.
Let's do that and then draft the weekend. Next.
Yes.
About to draft the weekend here before we hand things off to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Raven Tower near Northside. Go catch the fellas, get you something to eat, something to drink, and obviously enter for the opportunity to win the gifts that they always, or the prize that they always come with. But before we do any of that, I want to look at the profile of the officials. I think we were talking about it earlier mm-hmm. in around the NFL. It just feels like it's infecting, or not infecting, but it's impacting games so much, the officiating that's there. And so the officials that you have coming in, you kind of got to know them. And this crew that will be officiating the Sunday night football game between your Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs, it is the crew chief is Alan Eck. His crew, mind you, is pretty heavy on offensive holding calls.
Oh, great.
Actually, no, it's not a point of emphasis for them. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But if it was, or if it pops up, it could be something that would affect the Chiefs, because the Chiefs are number two in offensive holding mm-hmm. tendency-wise. But also, no crew has had fewer defensive holding calls, so don't expect defensive holding to show up. So if you see something like that on the Kansas City side, I don't know, does it feel like the Texans end up grabbing a lot just generally? It doesn't feel like they are typically that anyways, but that's not going to necessarily be there a lot. But defensive pass interference and illegal contact, 80% of those calls have been on the road team, mind you. But and Kansas City is the only team to not have a defensive pass interference called against them at home this season.
Also, I just looked it up. Alan Eck has a very strong home team advantage.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
31-12, straight up, the home team when Alan Eck is calling the game.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't great.
No, no, it could very much go a way that is a little uncomfortable mm-hmm. in that way. But I would imagine, and I would hope, that it doesn't end up showing up hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the tendencies and the trends probably don't lean towards the Texans.
I like looking at these.
One.
Yeah, it's always fun. So he also, they're not real big. His crew is not real big on defensive holding.
No, they're not
at all.
So, and the Texans aren't necessarily a grabby one mm-hmm. necessarily. But yes, that'll be interesting to see if the mm-hmm. defensive, if you get that the DPI or illegal contact, that will be one where you go, you know, they tend to do that.
Yeah.
Alan X crew when they're officiating games. All right, you want to draft this weekend?
I really do want to draft this weekend.
Fig, you ready to draft this weekend?
Yes, sir.
I sure hope so, because I think you have the number one pick headed into this weekend.
All right, I ain't gonna make it.
Oh, man, he's going to take this game. I already know what time it is.
Yeah. Oh, I could tell you right now.
Ohio State, Indiana.
Yeah. And I actually want that game. That is a game of great interest to me because mm-hmm. I want to see what Indiana really has. It's funny, though, because we probably should also say I'd like to see what Ohio State actually has as well. They haven't really paid that much to anybody themselves mm-hmm. either. But we're all sold on Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the people who are sold on Indiana may be a little bit lesser mm-hmm. than that Ohio State group.
Am I next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm torn. I kind of want to see. There's so much on the line on these two games that I'm trying to decide between. But I guess I'll go with the marquee names and go Alabama versus Georgia in the SEC championship game. And see what kind of chaos an Alabama or a Georgia win actually might create. But that was another one that starts at 11 a.m. that I was certainly contemplating.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. As wild as it seems, I will leave college football for you guys at least for one round. Give me the NFL. I would like Colts, Jags, 12 noon, CBS. I want to see, and I mean, who is it? Sauce Gardner is not mm-hmm. going to play in this game. He's going to be out. And that hurt me a little bit because I think I'm rooting for the Colts in this one. Like, I want the Jags to get a loss.
So. Yeah.
The Jags' schedule is easier than the Colts. I think the Colts still have some losses very much that are scheduled for them. Mm-hmm. The Jags, not so much. So I would like that to balance out and give the Texans a better shot at winning the division, having a game at NRG Stadium in the postseason. And that would happen if the Colts get a win on the road. I don't know if that'll happen here, but definitely be watching for
it. It's going to be a great red zone day either way because the Texans not playing till 7:20 7:20. That's going to be good to be able to catch up on all those games. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to see the Steelers and the Ravens, man. Mm. These are two teams that are 6-6. I have no idea what to think of any of these teams. I don't think any of them scare me, but it's fool's gold. It could be fool's gold with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of curious who's going to break the tie on this one.
Yeah, no, and they're both in the hunt. I mean, that's a huge game for them in their world.
They both 6-6. Yeah,
that's an enormous game. All right, y'all gave me the other one I was contemplating.
Real quick before you move on from that game, there's a possibility you could face one of those teams in the postseason, right?
Sure,
like obviously if Jacksonville does the thing that I think that they might and they kind of hold you off on the AFC South title, of course that's talking weeks down. You could be this Texas team could be a high wild card, which would kind of bode with the low AFC North division winner. Like, that could be one of those.
Who would you rather face?
Of these teams?
In the playoffs.
Steelers.
Yeah, I think the possibility of Lamar Jackson still is frightening.
Still scary.
Plus, Seth made a great point that I guess I had not acknowledged. The Ravens defense has been rounding a little bit more into form over the last 5 weeks or so. So that could be one of those things that it gets annoying for you.
Lamar Jackson is not having a very good year, healthy or not healthy, but there's still a little bit of reticence, you know, that he could dial
kind of
it.
That Chiefs in him
could
a little bit.
Dial it up. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to take BYU versus Tech at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
going to be a lot of
one.
Fun. ABC, talk about, you know, watching it to see what kind of chaos gets created. That is one for sure.
Yeah, if you're talking about chaos, though, you left the two most chaotic ones on the table for me. I will take, even though I don't even know how excited I am to watch this game, but my eyes will be there, 7 p.m. ABC on Saturday. Give me Duke, Virginia, to see just how chaotic the college football playoff thing will indeed be this weekend. Funny enough, none of us took either of the Rockets games. They have the Suns tonight. Actually, you know what? I'm going to scratch that. I don't need to watch the ACC game. I do need to watch
the pick is in, man.
Ooh, yeah, sorry.
I want to see just
the card in already.
I want to see just who the hell Dylan Brooks thinks he is tonight. Because Dylan Brooks has been putting
you
up 30-point games.
You don't need to
watch
the game to know that.
He's been putting
he's
up 30-point games, man.
In his, 25 in his last
well, you think he's not going to put up 30 points?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I want to see if he going to do it again.
He might put up 50.
All right. Yeah. Okay, calm down. So I want to see.
He might.
I see 713. 713 said they're in on UFC 323. You got a bantamweight championship fight in the as a co-main there. So yeah, that might be interesting. I have to admit, I'm not much of a MMA lover. I get into the boxing.
Yeah.
But UFC. Go ahead and get after it. I love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.